AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Nikki Haley campaigns in her home state, South Carolina, tonight. Haley lost to Donald Trump yesterday in New Hampshire and last week in Iowa. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham was asked, should Haley get out of the race?
Well, I'll leave that up to her, but Trump is in a commanding position in South Carolina. I think, for all practical purposes, the primary is over.
President Biden's re-election has received an important boost. The AP Sagar Magani has the story.
This choice is clear.
United Auto Workers President Sean Fain saying the union's endorsing the president for another term, noting he showed up for workers during their strike last year, as compared to Donald Trump, who was president during a UAW strike against GM 5 years ago.
He said nothing. He did nothing, not a damn thing, because he doesn't care about the American worker.
The endorsement comes as the president hopes to draw blue-collar workers in automaking swing states like Michigan and Wisconsin.
Let me just say I'm honored to have your back and you have mine.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Minnesota State Trooper Ryan Londrigan has been charged with murder for shooting driver Ricky Cobb II, who failed to get out of his car during a traffic stop in July and took his foot off the brake when officers tried to arrest him. In Texas, Lake Conroe outside of Houston has been temporarily closed because of high lake levels. In San Antonio, a police vehicle was stuck on a heavily flooded access road to Interstate 35. Arizona Republican Party Chair Jeff DeWitt resigned after he could be heard in a leaked recording offering a job and asking Senate candidate Carrie Lake to name a price that would keep her out of politics. It happened as Lake was waging an unsuccessful court fight challenging her loss in the 2022 race for governor in Arizona. Stocks finished the day mixed. This is AP News. Another NFL coaching vacancy has been filled.
The Tennessee Titans have hired Cincinnati Bengals offensive coordinator Brian Callahan as their head coach. The Titans announced Wednesday their hiring of the first of 10 candidates interviewed. They move quickly when the NFL window opened for second in-person interviews of current coaches after the divisional playoff round. Callahan will be introduced Thursday. Controlling owner Amy Adams Strunk also made two promotions, with GM Rand Carthen given control of both the roster and coaching staff. Strunk says the changes reflect that this isn't the NFL of her late father, who founded the team. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
A source tells the AP Doc Rivers is finalizing a deal to take over as head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks a day after the firing of Adrian Griffin. Rivers has been working for ESPN. He was fired last season as coach of the Philadelphia 76ers. Doc Rivers won an NBA title coaching the Boston Celtics. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.